This is St. Louis Public Radio. The man who has been overseeing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's work in Missouri is heading to the EPA's headquarters in D.C. Carl Brooks spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra on one of his last days on the job here. Brooks said a major achievement of his tenure in the Midwest was his agency's agreement with the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District to upgrade our sewer system.
That's a very important project. It was one of the biggest Clean Water Act consent decrees to fix a sewer system that this agency has ever negotiated. It will transform the way that St. Louis people take care of their wastewater. It will substantially improve the water quality both in some of the tributary streams and creeks around St. Louis as well as the Great Mississippi River. I guess kind of more visible even than that, because the MSD work is under the ground, we were able to finally get an agreement to take care of the old Carter Carburetor plant on North Grand Avenue. That project is well on the way to being demolished and the site cleaned up and remediated and put back into productive use for North St. Louis and for Metro St. Louis as a whole.
You've been criticized for your handling of the Westlake Landfill, a radioactive waste site in St. Louis County that, as you know, sits next to the Bridgeton Landfill, where an underground fire has been smoldering for more than 4 years now. You're leaving here with no fire break in place to keep the fire from reaching that waste, and seemingly with your agency still years away from making a final decision about what to do with the radioactive material. What would you say to people who are having to live with those risks?
Well, first off, I would say to them that this agency tries to keep our air very close to the ground. We hear the criticism. We feel the frustration. I would say, though, to them that our primary mission is and remains protection of public health. We are still on track to conclude the engineering and scientific work that will allow us to propose a final long-term remedy for the Westlake site. We are still looking at the latter part of 2016 to get that remedy decision out into the public.
Is there anything else that maybe you regret or view as a failure during your tenure?
Regrets and failures? No. I think we've engaged key stakeholders on pretty difficult topics. You know, this is an ag-dependent region where agriculture is really the engine house of the regional economy. The agency's relationships with ag stakeholders are as strong now as I think they've been in a long, long time.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing your successor, especially with respect to the St. Louis area?
The St. Louis area is an air quality challenge and has been since 1972 when the Clean Air Act took effect. We've made progress. The air in St. Louis is substantially better and healthier than it was even two decades ago. It's better in 2015 than it was in 2010. But it's a little bit of a long-haul project, partly because of the fact that St. Louis is a big dispersed metro area, so you get a lot of mobile sources of pollution, partly because it remains one of the world's great manufacturing centers. So there's a lot of permitted sources of air pollution there. And certainly, you know, more on the ground is getting that Westlake Superfund project to the point where there is a final remedy that has the science and engineering behind it so that the people affected by it can take a look at it and give us the benefit of their thoughts, and to have that done by the latter part of 2016.